Counterfeit airbags are back in the news, and this time it's a federal investigation. Not a rumor, not a shop horror story on a Facebook group, a federal case. And the part that should stop you cold is this. The shops installing those bags probably had no idea. They bought from a supplier that looked legit, the part looked right, and somebody died. Here's what the talking heads keep leaving out. They say, buy from verified sources, like that's some kind of revelation. It's not the advice that's missing. It's the pressure that makes shops cut corners in the first place. Insurers push non-OEM parts constantly. They write estimates that way. They have conversations with your parts manager that you never hear about. So when a shop ends up with a counterfeit airbag in a car, ask yourself, who was squeezing the margin that made that decision feel reasonable? That doesn't make it okay. It makes it a system problem, not just a shop problem. And here's what's quietly sitting in your parts room right now. Toyota just recalled curtain shield airbag service parts. Parts produced from December 2021 through December 2025. That means inventory you ordered last month could be in scope. Pull the serial numbers before anything goes in a car. Don't wait for a notification letter. Move on this today. The Monday morning take? If your parts sourcing strategy depends on hoping the supplier is honest, that's not a strategy. That's a prayer. And prayers don't hold up in a deposition.